Sarley Castle is located on raised ground in the Yoster Hollow and dominates the access to the High Valley. It first appeared in documentary sources in 1242 as belonging to a noble family of the same name, which died out halfway through the 14th century. After exchanging hands several times, it was bought in 1708 by the mining entrepreneur Jean-François Ferrand, who carried out some important work there and totally rebuilt the castle, leaving only the tower intact. In 1869, Victor Emmanuel II, the first king of Italy, bought the building and made it his general headquarters for hunting expeditions in the valley of Cogne, Reims and Val-Savorenche. The tower was raised, new riding stables were built, and the interior was totally renovated. The curator of the Palazzo Reale in Milan organised the furnishings and fittings by transferring items from the royal residences. After the Second World War, the castle remained the property of the Savoys until 1972, when the ownership was transferred to the Società Moriana. In 1989, the castle was purchased by the Val d'Aosta region and was restored and reopened to the public in the year 2000. The new layout was intended to present it not only as a stately home, but also as a museum documenting the presence of the Savoys in the valley. The most characteristic rooms in the castle, like the gallery with the hunting trophies, are those where the wall and ceiling decorations consist of hundreds of antlers belonging to the Ibex and Chamois, killed by the King of Italy during his hunting expeditions in the Val d'Aosta. Umberto I was the king who created the famous Salon della Corona, Hall of Horns. Visits to the ground floor are free. In the reception hall, there are displays of the portraits and busts of the Savoys, ranging from Duke Emmanuel Filiberto to King Vittorio Emmanuel II. The rooms on the upper floors, which on part of the guided tour, have been refurnished with some of the furniture found in the castle, and according to information from the inventory. The tour of the castle includes the royal apartments, the large gaming hall, and the Cabinet de Gravure, where the portraits of the three queens of Italy are on display, Margherita, Elena, and Maria José, who are often stated at Sar. These private rooms, which have never before been open to the public, can now be visited. On the second floor, the furniture and items trace the history of the Savoy dynasty in the 20th century. In summer, the castle plays host to the Festival Internationale di Sarre, with entertainment and cultural events. Tours of the castle are guided.